The U.S. Navy is kicking off a week of celebrations for its 250th anniversary, and Navy ships are taking part in a parade on the Delaware River this morning. WHYY's Tom McDonald is there, and he joins us live. Hi, Tom.
Well, we've got the USS Arlington, the USS Lassen, the USS Billings, and the USS Coopertown that are making their way past the Navy Yard, headed to Penn's Landing and Camden to show off some of the U.S. military might. We also had a five-jet military flyover and a couple of Ospreys. They're the tilt-rotor aircraft that are made right down the road here in Chester. It's a beautiful day, and people are taking advantage of it. The fire department's fireboats are spraying their webs, and it is just one of these beginning of a week-long celebration of the 250th anniversary of the Navy and Marines. Mary?
All right, Tom. Sounds terrific. Thanks so much. The second and final gubernatorial debate in New Jersey offered some exchanges between Republican nominee Jack Cittarelli and his Democratic opponent, Mikey Sherrill. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has more on last night's event.
For 1 hour, the candidates debated key issues, including affordability, political violence, and the immigration crisis. The exchange grew heated when Sherrill accused Cittarelli of spreading misinformation that fueled the opioid crisis.
I got the walk at my college graduation.
And I'm so glad that you then went on to kill tens of thousands of people in New Jersey, including children.
And I never broke the law.
You just broke the law. In fact, your campaign right now is under federal investigation for how you illegally got access to my record.
Sherrill is referring to an investigation into the release of her military records that did not redact her Social Security number, life insurance policy, and other sensitive data. The information was released to a Cittarelli ally through a federal records request. The debate was sponsored by ABC7, their Philadelphia sister station 6ABC, and the Blaustein School of Planning and Public Policy at Rutgers.